not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, second hour coming up. The American Awakening with my special guest, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi. Want to remind everybody, just for a quick minute, that we do at RBN, we have a pledge drive going on. So please, if you haven't already donated, dig down, send us a little money. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, and donate $25, $50, $100, maybe $1,000 if you've got it. Or you can send your donations to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can simply get on the phone, call 800-724-2719, and a happy voice will answer the phone and take your donation. So with that, let's go back to my guest, Dahlia Wasfi, and we'll go to Rollin in Texas. Rollin, oh, I'm going to open up the phone lines here, 800-313-9443, so anybody who has a question or comment for Dahlia can call in. Let's go to Rollin in Texas. Rollin, you're on with Michael and Dahlia.
Hello. I'd just like to tell everybody that what the doctor said is absolutely true. I just came from Djibouti, Africa, Afghanistan, and Iraq, and I've worked with Blackwater Down, actually in North Carolina. And also, I trained several Blackwater personnel. So everything that happens, everything she says is absolutely true going on in those countries. And that's what's going to happen in the States. It's just going to break the country apart internally. And I'm not sure about Blackwater infiltrating the country while our services are away. But it is a course for corporations to break Iraq up and take the country from eternally and then profit on all the money that's available. And the longer we stay over there, which I've seen plans for at least as being another 5 to 10 years on this subject. And I'm a pretty high-level person in the military right now, and I'm telling you that what she says is absolutely true.
So you train mercenaries, Roland?
Yes, I've been to the schools. They've also tried to hire me, Blackwater, but I've refused to do so. And in the meantime, I've gotten out of the military myself. But I've trained personnel from Blackwater. And Blackwater is an interesting company because it has people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think it's just from the United States. There's German soldiers. There's Czechoslovakian. There's Bulgarians. It's a very interesting organization to have going on.
Right, and it's literally a kind of a shadow army because I don't think that any of the funding shows up on the budget.
Actually, it doesn't, and I'm going to tell you something else. The people that are running these, they're running Blackwater and so forth, the money is, I don't know how they're paying her. I mean, because they're offering some persons, I know they're over $300,000 for just a year stint in these countries.
Right.
Right. So if you add it up, and there's, I don't know, you know, what would be your best guess, Roland, 100,000 Blackwater mercenaries right now?
Oh, no, I'd say way over that.
Okay.
I'd say there's probably 100,000 active and maybe another 50 to 70,000 training in various places around the U.S.
Well,
and other countries.
Yeah, in the limited research that I've done on the topic, it looks like they pay them, you know, 350 and sometimes more money per day. And then there's somebody that, you know, the guy, I can't remember his name, that's running the whole operation that gets $950 a day per person. Is that?
Right, right. Yeah, that's pretty much accurate. They try to recruit a lot of the other countries' top Navy SEALs, SWIC teams. They pay in these guys about $350,000 a person per year, and they're hiring our top special ops personnel to be with their groups.
Mm-hmm. And all of this money, none of it shows up on the budget. So where does it come from? It has to be part of, well, some of it's the $2.3 trillion that was announced missing from the Pentagon the day before the 9/11 attacks that Dov Zakheim was in charge of and Donald Rumsfeld mentioned September 10th, 2001.
Right, right. Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it at all. I've seen so much in these countries, I wouldn't doubt any bit of it.
Well, you want to hang with us for a sec? We got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog with my special guest, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi. Stick around. It gets better.
Oh.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi, and come a little bit closer and hear what Dahlia has to say. We've got Roland from Texas on the line. Have you got anything for my special guest, Roland? You've got anything else to add? Let's put it that way. Roland? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Okay. Have you got anything to add for my guest?
Not really. I just like her. I just want to confirm everything she's saying. She probably knows a little bit more than I do because she was in a different situation than I was. But
I think we each have expertise in our own area. But I was wondering if I could convince you to go back to the School of the Americas and teach the mercenaries that love is the answer.
Very good.
You know what? That would be a good thing. But all these people are just driven by so much money. It's just ridiculous.
Well, absolutely the case, and that's why that's why they're paid so much, is because the risk of dying over there is so high. And I know in my trips back and forth between here and the Middle East, I've been on planes with former Marines. Who like fulfilled their obligation to the Marines and then saw that the people who were doing the exact same job they were but hired by a private security company were being paid 10 to 15 times as much. And so they said, forget it. Why am I going to do this for, when I can make a lot more money? And that's really, you know, that's the driving force on one level or another of this entire occupation, because the people who are making the money are not paying the price.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're so right about that. I just don't know. Truthfully, myself, I'm trying to take more action on my part, because I see there's a lot of talk and a lot of talk around in the military ranks themselves, but I don't see too much. A lot of people are not either able to do anything, or they're not really to take a chance on doing things. And I just think people have got to stand up and really get strong in their opinions around here, because things are going to get bad and really quickly.
Well, that's,
and I just don't think people understand that totally.
Exactly, and that's a really great point. And I want to bring up, because we mentioned before that some of the troops are serving on their third, fourth, fifth tours. But I also want to mention that there are literally thousands of American soldiers, thousands who've gone AWOL. And the Pentagon is not making a big deal about it and seeking them out, because it's a very bad PR note. There's a handful, at last count that I checked, there are 46 who have taken a public stand. And you can find out, your listeners can find out more information at courage2resist.org. And the very first Iraq War resistor, Camilo Mejia, is on a book tour now. He's written a book about his resistance and his becoming a prisoner of conscience, and that book is called Road from Al Ramadi. So these are excellent resources, and I would encourage the American people that to support the troops is to get them the hell out of harm's way and support the troops who resist, because when they see, when I think when AWOL soldiers see that they have support and they have people behind them, then more of them will come forward, and that will accelerate an end to this disaster.
Well, I've heard that reports that there are up to 40,000 that have gone AWOL.
Yeah, literally. I mean, it's been growing exponentially. I haven't heard the latest numbers. The last, and this is a couple years ago, where it was 5,500, and that was a dramatic amount. Mm-hmm. But I think it's certainly within, you know, in those figures now, in tens of thousands.
All right. Well, listen, Roland, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Right. Let's go to Jake in Louisiana. Jake, you're on with Michael and Dahlia. Jake.
Good afternoon, Mike.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I've been thinking about the problem with our troops in Iraq for some time now. And what I'm about to say is probably going to make some people unhappy.
Okay, go ahead.
I suspect that the use of DU is part of a master plan. Depleted uranium, which is actually U-238, is not depleted at all. And it's well known by the military to be an alpha emitter with a half-life of 4.5 billion years.
Mm-hmm.
So why are our troops using suicidal weapons?
Dahlia, you want to comment on that?
Well, I have one theory on that, and, of course, I haven't seen the classified paperwork, but depleted uranium, and you're absolutely right, depleted is kind of a misnomer, because what it means is that we've mined the uranium that can be used for nuclear energy, but it's not depleted in the sense that, yes, it is still radioactive. Now, we have tons of it stockpiled all over the United States, a lot of it here in Colorado, where I live, and it's free. It's radioactive waste, and it's also the densest material on the earth. So the Pentagon was like, hey, it's free, which means more profit for us. So if we form it into weapons, as the Pentagon describes, a depleted uranium rod in a missile will cut through a tank like a hot knife through butter. So it's free and has a military purpose, an aggressive purpose. And it's also a means of it's very short-sighted, but it's a means of getting rid of our radioactive nuclear waste. But what we're not recognizing is that we're all on the same planet, and the wind currents are already bringing it back towards us. We used it enough in the first Gulf War. We used it in Yugoslavia, in the NATO bombing of Kosovo. We used it again in Afghanistan through today and ongoing in Iraq through today. So it's basically free waste. And the cost of killing American soldiers and killing Iraqis doesn't matter to us.
So these narrow-minded psychopaths think that they can just dump it in somebody else's backyard. Hello?
Exactly.
Jake, you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I got an additional consideration for
go ahead.
The use of this stuff. How do you make it easy to take over a country with minimal loss of your own troops? It's simple. Let your enemy destroy its own troops and weapon systems. Our troops, including our National Guardsmen, have been sent to Iraq and Afghanistan to die so that the United States will have no more effective defense for our own nation here.
Well, as I said earlier in the program, that is a possibility. What concerns me is all these Blackwater troops that, from all over the world, like this other caller had said, Rollin, I believe his name was, or was it from Rollin, Texas? At any rate, he had said that, you know, all these troops that are being trained, and there's, you know, thousands and thousands of them.
Right.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. However, I think there's more than one planner involved in all this. And I think the master, the mastermind behind all this has in mind that using the moron in the White House, we're going to attack Iran. And once we've done that, I think it is very likely that our Navy and most of our ground troops will be wiped out with tactical nuclear weapons from Russia, China, and Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And that will leave the United States absolutely defenseless. The Mexicans will be able to walk in and take us over like they've been doing.
Well, yeah, I was
going to
say.
No resistance.
Yeah.
Well, we stole it from them. They really deserve to have it back, that the indigenous Mexicans and the Native Americans.
Well, I'm not. That's kind of beside the point here. What I'm saying is that the people of the United States will be left to their own defenses against armies from China, Russia, wherever in the world, whoever wants to take over the United States, because we'll have no more effective military.
Well, right. And that's, again, these Blackwater mercenaries that are being trained here on our soil from all over the world.
And they no doubt are going to take over our country. There's very little doubt in my mind. That's the master plan.
I think the bottom line that we agree on is that, you know, as long as American troops are in Iraq and Afghanistan, American troops are going to die there. This is how we've taught other people that the only way our policy will change, the only way we will stop killing them is if they kill enough Americans. And this was the case in Vietnam,
right,
killing over 3 million Vietnamese. And then when 58,000 Americans died, the population had enough. It's the same thing in Lebanon, when the Israeli military started using the U.S. Marine Corps for its own agenda and was then partial, and the Lebanese said, get out, and we wouldn't leave. So two trucks pulled up with explosives and killed 283 Marines. Then we left.
Right.
In Somalia, thousands were killed by our bombing raids, and then 19 Americans were dragged through the streets. Then we left. And same thing in Iraq. You know, we're not talking about Afghanistan. We're not talking about our role in Haiti. We're not talking about what's going on in Palestine. It's Iraq where Americans are dying.
Well, there's another element to this. All of the things you happened did happen, and you're absolutely correct. But I think we're in the end game. We're not going to leave Iraq alive. And that's what this is really all about. It's killing as many people as possible and in the process rendering the United States absolutely defenseless.
It seems to look that way. I mean, you know, we've been after them. I mean, what percentage of the American people really want them out of Iraq, Dolly? It's more than 70%.
I'm sure.
And yes. And Dr. Paul, now, have you watched the debates?
Oh, Dolly? Yes. Yeah, I'm all for Mr. Paul, believe
right,
me.
Right.
Dr. Paul.
Dahlia, have you?
No,
have,
I don't. There isn't enough Pepto-Bismol for me to watch the debates.
I watched
the part where he spoke. I didn't watch
it is entertaining, I'll say this. But Dr. Paul had said that... you know, and this is something I wanted to bring up to you, Dahlia, is that he had mentioned that, you know, the sanctions that were imposed on Iraq and that we had been bombing them for 10 years.
Right.
My question is, have we been bombing them for 10 years, or is he alluding to the depleted uranium that is, you know, we have bombed them with?
Well, it's 2007, and actually Clinton started bombing southern Iraq, then under the southern no-fly zone in 1998.
Okay, that's...
So, and that was continuous. And I also, I have friends, there's an organization called Iraq Veterans Against the War, IVAW.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends who are in that organization who were in the Air Force in 2002 who testify, they're witnesses to participating in accelerated bombing raids to try to goad Saddam Hussein into taking action. And as a matter of fact, the bombing planes had, I think that's what they call false flag activities. They had UN markings on them. And we tried to goad Saddam into giving us a pretext to attack, like back in 91. But, so we've been, it's closing in on 10 years that we've been attacking southern Iraq.
Well, okay, we've got to go to a break. Jake, anything else?
I do have one last question.
All right, well, I'll hold you over. Okay.
Thank you.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi. We'll be back in three. It's getting good here, folks. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. See you in three.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi, and we have Jake. Okay, Jake, you got some more for us.
One short final comment.
All right, go ahead.
The advent of the Ron Paul phenomenon has clearly demonstrated that a vast percentage of the people of the United States are aware of the criminality in our government.
Mm-hmm.
Although it would be nice to be able to relax and say, well, maybe Ron Paul can save us, I think we might ought to increase our watchfulness and our preparedness, because I have a feeling that the scum in Washington are terrified now, and it may prompt them to do something stupid in order to prevent elections.
Well, and
it wouldn't be the first time they did something stupid.
No, ma'am, it would not be, Doctor.
Well, no, you're right dead on there, Jake,
yeah.
Because, you know, they were, I mean, this last debate which the good doctor didn't see, evidently, I mean, it was amusing because our buddy Sean Hannity was under the impression that, you know, his friend Dr. or Mr. Giuliani was going to smoke him, you see, or
yeah.
Mitt Romney, and he was shocked out of his shorts when Ron Paul, you know, the polls that came in, it was a text message poll. They didn't have an internet poll,
right.
But the text message poll showed Ron Paul to be the winner.
Mm.
Now towards the end of it, he dropped into second place. Mitt Romney was first. However, Sean Hannity was so put out by that he did everything he could do when he interviewed him after it to discredit him, and they actually got into a war of words where Ron Paul was beating the heck out of Sean Hannity and then went to a break, which I thought that was very amusing.
I wish I had seen that, but I refused to watch Fox.
You know, and it's the same with me, is that I got to the point about 6 or 8 months ago where I threw my TV out. I got so sick of Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity, I couldn't watch him anymore.
Yeah, because I haven't turned mine on in over a year, so I haven't thrown it out yet. But
good for you.
I got one back about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. I finally did it, but I still can't bring myself to watch Sean Hannity these guys.
I occasionally watch C-SPAN or a PBS special with Moyers or something like that, but other than that, I don't watch it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Jake. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Mike. Thank
you. Yeah. Phone lines are open. It's 800-313-9443 with my special guest, Dr. Dalia Wasfi. If you have a question or comment for my guest, feel free to call in. It's open line Friday for the rest of the show. Yeah, on the subject of those debates, which you didn't watch, what was amusing is on the first debate, MSNBC debate, Dalia, he won the debate. And Fox literally set him up in the second debate. First of all, they didn't want him in the debates. And a couple of groups, the AFTF, America Freedom to Fascism group, and also RBN, we lambasted every email Fox had at their address, which was about 40 of them, to the point where they had to back down.
Uh-huh.
They let him in the debates, but then they tried to set him up with specific questions to trap him.
Right.
And, you know, he made a remark that Rudy Giuliani jumped all over. And that was that we, you know, the Republican Party had lost its way, and that the reason that these Muslims attacked us is because we had been bombing them for so long.
You think?
Yeah. And Giuliani jumped all over that, and he asked him to retract it. He says, I would respectfully request that my colleague retract that and say he's sorry. And Ron Paul said, no, I'm not going to retract it because it's true. And then he said, obviously you haven't read the 9/11 Commission report. And then he turned around and gave him some books to read later on. He says, here, you better read up on it. If you're running for president, you need to know this stuff.
That's the truth coming to light. And one way or another, it's going to happen. But the problem is, and I think we saw it also in the Democratic Party in the last presidential election, was, you know, Howard Dean was the front runner until the first primary. I mean, all the polls were showing it, and he was the anti-war candidate. And then, boom, it's Kerry, who could not have the spine of a piece of wet spaghetti. So, you know, this is it's a question of getting real leadership, leaders who will reflect the will of the constituency.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to demand that because I think we need to, as the last caller said, we have to take our own individual action and don't be afraid and speak out, because whatever we're facing here is nothing compared to what those people in under occupation are living through right now.
Well, the Republican Party knows that they've got a real problem on their hands because they've got somebody that's speaking the truth, and the more airtime that Ron Paul gets, the more people are looking at the TV and they're going, whoa, wait a minute.
Right.
I haven't heard that out of any of these other clowns. As a matter of fact, the Republican Party itself is trying to get him dismissed from the debates altogether. And we again have lambasted them with calls and emails and faxes, and they've had to back down. So
right.
we here at RBN and other groups are doing their part to keep him in these debates. And the thing is again, like I say, the more airtime that this fella gets, okay, the more scared the powers that be become.
Right.
And yes, it does concern me that, you know, these idiots, these psychopaths, if you will, megalomaniacs that are, in the administration may pull off another false flag attack. And as a matter of fact, I just saw some legislation that went through. It was a presidential order that was signed that Bush can declare martial law at the drop of a hat for anything.
Yes. Yes.
Well, they're setting this up because obviously they will stop at nothing. These people are psychopaths, and they will stop at absolutely nothing to remain in power, you know, and to fulfill their agenda.
And to make money, because who are they going to bring in to enforce martial law while the National Guard is overseas?
Oh, absolutely.
Blackwater.
And you know, and,
that comes
and
back to Blackwater.
On the subject of these contractors, you know, Halliburton, I just got I was watching the news, I think, mainstream news, and I heard that it's $100 just Halliburton charges just to do a soldier's laundry. And that's ridiculous. All right, we got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. Stick with me, Dr. Dalia Wasfi. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Both running down the road trying to shake up the load here with my special guest, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi. And, you know, on the subject of Halliburton there for a second, yeah, $100 to do the laundry, $60 for, I think it's a six-pack of Coke. The prices are just so unbelievably inflated in everything they do. I can't remember exactly what it costs for a lunch, but it was somewhere around $40, $50.
Right, and that's America's hard-earned tax dollars at work.
Right, and so these people are just literally, these defense contractors, DynCorp and Halliburton, Kellogg Brown Root, they're literally raping the American taxpayer, and there's no end in sight.
And that's, yeah, and that's exactly the case. There's a very good film out called Iraq for Sale, which talks about the war profiteering that goes on, which is, of course, illegal. But it's very important to note that that's the reality on the ground. All this talk about support the troops, this is a smokescreen, because as I said before, the only ones responsible for not supporting the troops are the ones who we gave the charge to do it, and that's the American government.
Well, I wanted to ask you, when the last trip you made, because we got off the subject here, I want to go back just for a moment to your trip over there. Do they, all your family members and all of the people living over there now, do they, have they been issued an ID card or some sort of identification, or do they have to show their papers when they go from point A to point B, or what?
Well, I guess if you're traveling on the road, certainly there's checkpoints come and go all the time. While I was there, the British set up a checkpoint outside of the house because, of course, I was in southern Iraq, and that's where the British are occupying. So those come and go all the time, and, you know, that's a lot of people disappear at checkpoints, and a lot of people get killed at checkpoints. But everybody has a nationality certificate. It's kind of like it's like your papers. It's like you know, your identity card, your birth certificate, your sort of your passport. Because you would have to get a passport to travel abroad. But that's your identity card, and that without that, you're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is a remnant from when there was actually a government in place. So that's from when Saddam Hussein was there.
Right. And so as long as I'm still there, I wanted to go back to this for just a minute. I wanted to ask you about this wall that they've built.
Mm-hmm.
How high is it?
From what I've seen, it's the same. It looks to be the same use of these Bremer walls. I don't know if it's as high as like the two-story walls that are used in
Israel?
In the West Bank, yeah. In occupied Palestine, but it's the same. It's the same idea, and it's these very heavy cement blocks that are coming together. Of course, you know, this is the dividing up the cities to separate, as they say, you know, Sunni from Shia. This is again, it's making money from whatever corporation is supplying the cement to make the walls. It's making money for, you know, every day that we continue the occupation, and the idea that the troops are coming home is like a carrot in front of the in front of us. Our government is telling us, no, they're going to come as soon as these benchmarks are met, as soon as this happens, as soon as, you know, there's security there and security here. But the reality is that hundreds of Iraqis are dying every day. The death toll is rising at a very fast rate for May. It's looking to be the most deadly month yet. It was like almost 20, I think, killed over the weekend, American soldiers.
Mm.
And this is what happens when you send in more soldiers. When you surge, what you increase is the amount of death and destruction. That's the name of the game.
Well,
there is nothing.
But now they've already spun that word at the debates. John McCain spun the word surge. Now he's calling it a strategy. You see.
Strategy. Okay, yeah. Well, that'll make all the difference.
Oh, yes.
Whatever the terminology is, that'll make all the difference.
Well, yeah, but see, if you don't know, when they say strategy, that's an open-ended word. You know, strategically, a strategy to do what exactly?
Right.
So they're not really lying to you when they call it a strategy, you see. All right, you want to take some calls?
Sure.
All right, let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Dolly and Michael.
I just like to ask you about, I called my congressman today. I was protesting about the executive orders that made George Bush officially the Führer.
Yes.
And he was sitting there going, well, the president needs these powers just in case a Category 5 hits or a hurricane hits Florida. You can't call back the Congress to go into session. I didn't sit there and goes, well, I've been through like about 5 or 6 hurricanes in my life.
No.
I said, I never needed FEMA's help. I said it's usually local control, you know, that usually handles all this. What do we need FEMA for?
Well, it's another smokescreen, George. You know, the president needs this power supposedly for a Category 5 hurricane. No, the president needs these powers at the drop of a hat so he can use it on us.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I think if he ever tries to do it, I think it's going to go like a lead balloon.
Well, I hope you're right, my friend. Dahl, you have any comment?
No, thank you for the contribution. I appreciate the comment.
Yeah, okay, George. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Anything else? George? Okay, let's go to Davey in Texas. Davey, you're on with Michael and Dahlia.
Yeah, afternoon.
How you doing, buddy?
Real good. Listen, perhaps I misunderstood, but did the guest a little while ago say that Texas or the Southwest should go back to Mexico?
No, she didn't say that.
That it belonged to them originally and they should have it back?
Well, what I said was that because the caller said that with all the defense forces overseas, that the Mexicans are going to come and take the country, they're going to come steal the country. And what I said was historically that the land, the Western United States, was conquered by the European settlers. And it was that was the beginning of American Empire. So yeah, it was taken. It did not belong to Europeans.
Were those European settlers your ancestors, ma'am?
No, because my father's from Iraq, and my grandparents on my mother's side were immigrants from Europe. But I do hold responsibility because I live on this land and I live in this country and I profit from what has been done to create this country. That's no question. But that's why I can't do anything about the policies that happened before my time. But as a natural born American and a taxpayer who is very unhappy with how my tax dollars are being spent, that's why I speak out now. And all of us should,
and
because
we're
all
on
the planet together.
And for what are you speaking out as regards Texas?
Say it again.
And for what are you speaking out as regards Texas?
I don't understand the question.
She's not speaking out anything in regard to Texas. We're talking about the Iraq War, Davey.
I know, but she made a statement that it actually belonged to...
Let me just
make a statement, and y'all can go on to another caller then.
Go ahead.
I'm a double fifth-generation Texan.
Mm-hmm.
My ancestors were Republic of Texans. This land was bought and paid for with the toil, tears, sweat, and blood of my ancestors. One of my ancestors died in the Alamo. We let the red man retain everything south of the Rio Grande River, all the way to the tip of South America. They haven't done much with that yet. I'll be damned. I will lay down my life before they are given Texas back.
Nobody's given Texas back, Davey.
I will be a Texas freedom fighter.
Okay, that's good. Nobody's giving
Texas... This woman who was born here against the will...
Thanks, Davey. Appreciate your call. Okay. You're taking it out of context, Davey. Okay. Before we came here, it was occupied by Indians and Mexicans. Okay. It has been taken over. We have conquered. I think that's what you're basically saying, right, Dahlia?
Well, that is the point, that American Empire has spread to from the Caribbean to Southeast Asia to Latin America to the Middle East. But it started by expansion over the Western territories, and that's what it was, manifest destiny. We slaughtered we Americans of that day slaughtered the indigenous population, and so he might have a long history, but it doesn't go back if he distinguishes himself from the quote unquote red man, then these are our brothers and sisters who were born and raised and lived their lives on this land until the Europeans showed up and slaughtered them with war and disease.
Mm-hmm. No, and I agree. You know, my philosophy is that, you know, all people who, you know, populate this planet that are birthed have a right to life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, this strife and toil that goes on and these military battles and these, you know, political strategies and so forth, this is all governments that do this. And,
right.
You know, I think a lot of times, you know, if you eliminate the majority of government, people would get along a lot better. Because they artificially, you know, they're like instigators, you know. They instigate things based upon, you know, monetary gain. And ultimately, the powers that be now, especially in this administration, I don't know. I've got a good friend that I have on Tuesdays that reports on this particular administration. And I may have mentioned to you off the air that he has gone back and done the genealogy in the Bush family.
Uh-huh.
And has taken it back to Nazi Germany, where
I've heard that. I think that when you mentioned Bush's genealogy, that something interesting is that of course, at Yale, Bush was a member of the Skull and Bones Club.
As was his father, right?
As was his father, but the originator was Preston Bush, his grandfather, and the Skull and Bones belonged to Geronimo. So,
right, and they actually dug Geronimo's skull up out of the grave, and they've got it. From what I understand, they've got it in the the Skull and Bones headquarters or whatever.
Right, and that's, you know, that's kind of the. I mean, the like I understand the defensiveness of Davey, of the last caller, but the reality is that we have to identify who our enemies are. That if Americans are sitting and occupying Iraq 500 years from now, they are not the original owners. And actually, as a matter of fact, the region that is modern-day Iraq, Mesopotamia, has for thousands of years been coveted by empires, either for its intellectual resources, the civilization resources, or now the oil resources. So, if we can respect one another's right to existence, but as soon as there is an element of theft, of ethnic cleansing, of denial of human rights, which I hope we would have progressed to accept those by now, as soon as people's rights get compromised, then there is injustice, and no justice, no peace.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to take another call?
Sure.
Let's go to Ron in New York. Ron, you're on with Michael and Dahlia.
Michael, we do believe then when this comes down, and it's kind of obvious that it will come down to a physical confrontation, that this Blackwater mercenary army, plus the other foreign troops that are here, and plus whoever and whatever else, will be coming against the American citizens, American people, that the Pentagon, the military, the American military, the design and the plan, the agenda is also to do that, to come against us, to incarcerate us, et cetera, the FEMA camps and all that. So who, in effect, is on our side, the side of the patriots, the American citizens? Is it just those who still possess their guns, or is it part of the military that's going to be on the side of the true patriots, or what is the story on that?
Well, first of all, the patriots, the true American patriots that still have guns, yes to that question. Secondly, there's a point in time, I believe, where the police, the military, the FBI, they're going to have to make a decision, because it looks like it may come to that. I hope it doesn't, Ron, but it may come to that at some point. You say, well, who's on our side? Well, we know that this administration and the agenda is not on our side. Those actions have proven out time and time and time again, and they're consistently still proving out. You want to comment on that, Dahlia?
Well, I guess this is really kind of more of a, as I see it, and I completely, the ideas I'm about to put forth are mine and no one else's.
Okay.
Affiliated with the show, but this tends to be this is when testosterone takes over. That it's a ratcheting up, and it inevitably will lead to a physical conflict, and then, you know, on a large scale, a military conflict. Whereas if we, and that's the, you know, that's the short and easy gratification, is that, you know, like blood gets spilled, and that everything happens quickly. In the long term, you provide people with their social needs. You don't deny people their basic rights. You show respect for everyone's humanity. And I know this is like, you know, this is what will get me labeled a bleeding heart liberal. But let me tell you, liberals are way too conservative for me. But bottom line is, if we seek to satisfy people's needs, we have more in common with each other, the various citizens around the world, than we do with our own government. And so the concept of, you know, what's mine is mine, and you know, like, don't touch that, is I see things very differently. Having seen the effects of war and occupation, modern warfare, 90% of the victims are civilian.
Okay. With that, Ron, we got to run. I've got a bunch of calls here in a short on time. Thanks for the call, buddy. Okay,
let's
go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on with Michael and Dahlia. Hello.
Yes, Dahlia.
Yes.
Thanks for speaking up and sharing your knowledge with us from your trips to Iraq.
Thank you.
And I'm not sure, but I think I'm a numerous generation American and deep roots in Texas myself.
Uh-huh.
And when Davey says that our ancestors, including some of mine, spent their toil and so forth for this land, I think what he means to say is genocide is indeed very hard work, but it's okay so long as we're not the ones being genocided.
Well said.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate the call. Richard in Texas, you're on with Michael and Dahlia. Richard.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to offer a little criticism to not only Hollywood, our military, and all everybody else who's in uniform, because I keep hearing people like this lady, you know, break everything down. you break it down every day with other guests. But it seems like the people who can really stop it, they just don't want to step up and stop it. You said like 40,000 plus of the military people have gone. Well, you know, generals are retiring. You know, we got people in high positions, people like Dr. Bowman, you know, and other people like that are stepping up. But collectively, like in Hollywood, we're watching poor Rosie just battle on by herself. We got all of Hollywood, Tom Cruise, like Alex has said, everybody knows about it. But we can't get these people together in unison to step up and, you know, expose these criminals. They just won't do it.
It's
so I'm blaming Hollywood,
Richard,
our top military people.
Richard, it's called courage or lack thereof. And, you know, it's like you can't serve God and mammon. These people are very, you know, affluent people, and they're afraid because their careers can be destroyed. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not sticking up for these people, okay? I'm saying, but that's the issue. Now,
right.
Okay. Anything
but
else?
You need to say that every day. These people need to be called to the carpet every
right.
day. Tom Cruise.
I got to go to
everybody.
A break, man.
Amen.
I got to go to a break, Richard. All right.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks for the call, buddy. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dahlia Waspy. See you right. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Final segment, Michael Herzog of The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Dr. Dahlia Waspy. Doctor, the lurking on the back burner is this draft legislation, you know. And I'm wondering, from your point of view, Now, and this is curious because, yes, we have this legislating sitting there. It's not doing nothing to impose another draft for people from the ages of 19 to 42, I believe. Then on the flip side. Yeah, well. And it's both sexes, okay?
Right.
Yeah, so, but you know, there's so much backlash that they could not get, well, without probably a riot, they couldn't get the draft passed right now. Yeah. But I'm just wondering if this is the reason why there's this so much of this shadow government money that's training all these Blackwater mercenaries.
Right. Well, I think there were several lessons that members of this administration learned from the Vietnam experience, the Vietnam tragedy. And one was don't show the reality on the evening news.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see nothing. It's a very sanitized picture that we, for the most part, that we get. And there are no cameras allowed at Dover Air Force Base, which is where all the dead bodies come home from overseas. And another lesson was that if you start drafting people, you're going to get people a lot angrier a lot faster. So that certainly may be the case about, you know, why the mercenaries are playing such a big role. But also, I don't know where these the new people are coming from because overall, all four branches, their recruitment is down. And but nevertheless, a week or two ago, they said that they were calling up 35,000 Army service people. So I'm really not sure where these individuals are coming from. But I do believe, you know, I'm not running around getting people to sign a petition to have a draft, but I don't oppose one either, even though I just found out that I'm still in the age range for a draft, and so is my brother. But I do believe that once it's no longer just the poor of this nation because we have a poverty draft, and most of the dead Americans are coming from rural towns where our failing economy hits particularly hard, you know, that's a reflection of who's paying the price now. And all of a sudden, if it's wealthier people who have to evade service in Iraq, all of a sudden it's going to be, not my kid. You're not sending my kid.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had a caller that called in the other day whose son is I believe he's a sergeant in a recruiting office, Marine, I believe. And she said that he awoke to what was going on, and he's in this position of being a recruiter, and he knowingly has been, you know, lying to recruits about, you know, the whole scenario.
Sure.
And could you imagine sitting in a position like that and all of a sudden finding out that this whole thing is a lie?
Well, it's a very, and we talked about this briefly before, this loss of innocence and overall betrayal, especially from, for people who really wanted to, you know, weren't quite sure about this whole attack Iraq thing, but went ahead and decided that our leadership knew best. I mean, this is incredible betrayal. But I tell you, if you can weather that storm, and you can find the courage to resist, you have such a powerful voice with indisputable credibility, and that's why I support those listed at couragetoresist.org.
Well, with that, I want to thank you so much, Doctor, for coming on with me today.
Oh, that went so fast. Thank you
Yes.
so much for the opportunity.
That's okay, and I'll have you up again if you don't mind.
I'd love to.
All right, very good. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
All right, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, my special guest, Dr. Dalia Wasfi. I'll have her up again. She's a very interesting girl. Another day, another Friday. It's gone. Have a good Memorial Day weekend. Go pay your respects. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stattmiller. He'll be up in about 2 minutes, so stick around. Have a good weekend.